my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times and in all things, Jesus Christ is in control. Lord of all, Lord over all. And allowing for the orchestration of the circumstances and the situations of our lives. You know, I was recently talking to a friend about there's that scripture of in Psalms, it's either 23 or 24. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And also at the same time, what are we doing walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Well, if you're one of his sheep, because he leadeth you beside the still waters, he restores your soul. If you're one of the sheep, you're following the leading and the guiding of his spirit. You're following the leading and the guiding of the good shepherd. So the good shepherd is many times leading us through the valley of the shadow of death, which is a difficult place, which is a dangerous place, which is a trying place, which is a struggle, a place where you encounter things that you would in yourself probably rather not to encounter, probably rather not to have to deal with. But you do, because you're one of his, and he will take you on a path for the abundant life, not a path for your ease, your enjoyment. Yes, there is joy. Yes, there is happiness. Yes, there is fulfillment in what we do. But there's also heartbreak. There's also stretching experiences that we, in and of ourselves, really, it's not an easy thing. This walk in Christ is not, what we sign up for is we just sign up for, okay, wherever it is, whatever it becomes, wherever it leads, that's, we're up for it. That's what we just want. And it comes down to the point of, Lord, you say, and we'll go. Absolute commitment to whatever it is that he would say and want and do, that's what it is that we commit ourselves to. And we have our struggle along the way. And we have the things that we wrestle with along the way. Because we still have hopes, dreams, desires, expectations. Things that we would hope for. I mean, it's not something that, you still have your humanity with you. In all of that you experience, you still have those things in you that you say, okay, you would hope for certain things in this life. You would have certain desires that would be there. Now, God knows that. And, even scripturally, he says, look, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So, he knows that. And yet, these desires, they come on his terms. Not on your terms, but on his terms. This is an important distinction between a child of God and somebody that is of the world. See, a child of God, you take things as they come from the Father. So we don't dictate terms. We're under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Whereas a worlder will seek to manipulate things according to their own personal preference. With a worlder, what they will do is they will say, okay, this is what I want. And so I am now going to work to manipulate the circumstance, to manipulate these people to get what I want. And sometimes people dress that up in Christian terms. Sometimes they dress that up and they try to say, this is God's will and all of that. But it's still them, their own carnal appetites, their own carnal desires, their own carnal expectations. They're still putting those, and then they're trying to put God into that. Whereas, that's not God at all. That's themselves. Compare that and contrast that to the person that just basically says, Lord, whatever you want, whatever you desire, that's the way that I want to go. And just please just give me a free will solidify my free will with yours, so that whatever you would have for me, that I would walk in that direction. But that's really up to him. It's contingent on him, not on you. We have the part that we play in living that out, but we don't manipulate people to our agendas. I think of some people I know right now that, they haven't understood that, and so they actually use, they try to use, Christianity even as a form of witchcraft, which is not healthy at all. You're not going to manipulate people using the Bible, using, prophets and prophecies and all that. Look, just don't bring people into, if people have that kind of issue, don't bring other people into your personal drama. If God's given you a word on something, He gave you that word. So, work with it like that. But if it's, don't try to pull other people into your thing. Because, people need to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling, instead of trying to get everybody to join up to their own cult. It's concerning, because I've seen this happen where, people will spiritualize their carnality. And in the secular world, people go to fortune tellers and they try to find sastakaryas, and that's a word for somebody like that in this side of the world. Brujas, but what's the purpose? Because they have a personal agenda, a selfish agenda, and so they're looking for some way to exercise that, using other people and using whatever faith is necessary to accomplish that goal. Whereas for a child of God, we don't do that. What we do is we say, Lord, your will be done, and just give me a heart to obey, and let me see things as you see them. But we don't manipulate, we don't try to control, because you and I, we're not the ones in control. The Father's in control. We surrender our will to His, and in that process of surrendering our will to His, we live the abundant life. See, this Christian manipulation thing, it's gotten more and more clear as time's gone on, because I've seen the effects of it. I've seen lives very much destroyed by that kind of foolishness. I've seen people launch into relationships, into business dealings, into major life decisions and choices, where they've wrapped other people up into their whole thing. It's just not, I was recently reading, it was a little bit back, but this guy who was a financial advisor. And, this guy, he, in the middle of doing what he was doing, some guys came into his office and said, God told us, we're supposed to drill for oil in this place and we're going to find it. And so he was like, these guys came through this church and everything. He said, have you had any geological surveys done, or have you tested this or any? Like, just asking some basic questions, because they were coming to him for investment. And they were like, are you doubting the word of God? Are you, and they tried to come from that angle. And, he just asked some very basic questions about what they're planning on doing, which they didn't have an answer to, and which they came back with, you know, this over-spiritualized, you know, how dare you doubt the message of the angel and the prophet kind of thing. And so, I mean, he just politely excused himself from the whole thing. Let these guys go on to do this. These guys went and got a bunch of people from their church, quote-unquote, to sign up for this thing, invest money into this thing, into what they said was going to be this huge return. And, yeah, I mean, after, well, I think it was like 18 months of them messing around with this, trying to dig, not finding anything, all of that, praying, all of that, at the end, nothing happened, and everybody lost their money, and it was a total waste. So, basically, you don't have to check your brains at the door in the middle of this stuff either. God gave you a brain and a mind for a reason. There is an appropriate way to walk in faith. And then there's a spooky Christian way to try to do the same. And the spooky Christian thing is actually pretty freaky because it's manifesting more and more. And I personally, I just try to distance myself from people like that because they're mentally, they're not stable. Spiritually, they're unbalanced. They don't rightly divide the word. They, you know, the word is, to them, is just a means of trying to beat people over the head to get them to do whatever it is that they want. That's how cults start. That's how people end up down in Ghana drinking Kool-Aid. Jim Jones. Gosh, the guy got, what, was it like 900 people to kill themselves with him? Something like that? Charismatic guy. Lots of people followed. But, you know, if you follow a human personality, you can get into a lot of trouble. Look, I'm telling you this from here, from this thing, from Faith Mix. Don't follow us as far as personalities. We said this from a long time ago, even in the write-up. We've said that, look, we do eat the meat, spit out the bones. You know, get what you need from this thing and move forward, move on. You know, don't look to us to be something that we're not. We're just servants, just like you, seeking to do the part that God's given us to do, and that's it. Freely we receive, freely we give. There's a few of you guys out there that you chip in to help out with what we do, to enable us to just cover whatever expenses we got and do whatever else past that. Hey, it's right there, so great. But we're not holding anybody to that. We haven't. We just let it be what it is. But we're doing our part. You know, whatever it is that God has for us, we're just doing it. That's it. That's the only way we know to be. But in that process, too, we're not trying to create a cult. We don't want that. You know, we don't want people following human personalities. Because the end of that is that, look, man will fail you. Human beings will fail you. Every person, if you look to a person, that person will fail you. Whereas if you look to the Father, if you look to the Spirit of the living God, you know, He will never fail. He won't. Because, you know, He overcomes. And those that live in Him, they overcome too. Despite their frailness of their being, despite the mistakes that they make, whatever it is that happens, they still overcome in Him. And how they overcome? Because they remain in Him. Remain in Me and let My words remain in you, and you will bear much fruit. That's the way that we overcome. We don't overcome by might nor by power. You don't overcome by your own best intentions. You don't overcome by, you know, getting everything right or figuring it out in your head. You overcome, you know, by His Spirit. By the truth. Because the Spirit is the Spirit of truth. You overcome by living your life with open hands and a clean heart. You overcome by just, you know, taking it as He would have it for you. Not trying to do it in yourself, but just doing it as He would lay it out for you. That's simple. You know, I would rather, you know, look at this life in a sense of, okay, you know, all of us, we're here for a window. We're here for a window of time. You know, okay, think of it this way too. We're not sticking around this place. In case you didn't know, we passed through. In case you didn't know, this world is not our home. This world in the current state that it's in, this current paradigm, this is not our home. We pass through. And as we pass through, there's a reason for us to be here. There's a purpose that God has for us being here in this world, in this life, in this paradigm, the way that things are. There is a purpose for it. And you want to fulfill that. You don't want to try to put together the perfect little life here, but miss what God's doing, leave this life, and then find out later that you missed it. Why? Why would you want that? You know, why would you want to get, as Jesus said, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? Why would you want that? Why would you want to gain everything here and yet miss the core of what life is supposed to be? You know, if you fail to see what's really important, what's really key, what's really crucial, the time will come when you will see and you will look and you say, oh my gosh, that was what it was about. You know, I think that's why a lot of people that are older, they really struggle. Because when they look back and they see the things that they thought were important really weren't, the things that they didn't think were important really are. Now, today is the day of salvation. Lives can still be salvaged. Lives can still be saved. But that's something that, you know, it happens in honesty. It happens with, you know, broken and a contrite heart. You know, God will not turn away from a heart that's broken and contrite and comes to Him. You know, that if you ask for His will, you'll receive His will. If you don't want His will, you're not going to have it. But when you ask, don't ask amiss. You know, ask with expectation and a willingness to follow. You know, He's got a way of sorting things out. You know, I think too, sometimes it's in the impossible situations, that's when you really see some things that are amazing. Because it's in the impossible situations, that's where you see His hand at work in your life. You know, I think I look back for myself and I see how many times in my life that I've actually been, you know, really, really stuck. And it's been in those stuck times that's been, and when you just cry out to God in those times, that's when I've seen Him just show up and turn things around. You know, do something that I didn't realize, I didn't know, I couldn't quite fathom. But, you know, He does that. And He does that because He knows what we're going through, and also He knows our limitation. Look, you and I, we have limitation. That you weren't supposed to be able to fix everything. Did you know that? You weren't supposed to be able to fix everything? That there's things going on in this world that are so far beyond the control of your natural human limitation. And in fact, if it were not for the grace of God protecting you, you would have gotten wiped out a long time ago. If it were not for the grace of God protecting you, you couldn't exist any longer in this dimension. Because the powers that be, powers of this world and the world system, they would have disposed of you a long time ago. Because they don't want you here. But God has commanded his angels concerning you that you would not strike your foot against the stone. I.e., God protects you. We don't test that, but we just understand that that protection is there. See, that protection of the Father is there. That's what allows us to continue to exist in this dimension for his reasons and his purposes. You know, there are things that need to be done. There are. There are things that God would have for us to do to show forth his glory, to show forth his power over all the situations that we face. You know, it's when we're completely outnumbered, completely outgunned, and in those times where when we see what the Father is able to then do, you know, despite the situation. Take Gideon, for example. Outnumbered, outgunned, didn't matter. God even takes that and even makes him more outnumbered and more outgunned. Keeps cutting it down until he's got just 300 men. And out of those 300 men, he just gives them a clear charge of what to do and wipes out the enemy with that. Why? Because it's not by your numbers that you will accomplish the exploits of the Lord. It's by your obedience. It's by your walk and relationship with him and hearing his voice. You know, I mean, Gideon struggled. You know, he struggled with his humanity. He struggled with his situation in life. He struggled with, you know, what he was born into. He struggled with everything that he saw as a limitation. But God did not see his limitation. God saw his spirit upon and in the life of somebody that would follow him. And what could be done with that person. And he did. So, you know, for us, at this time, right now, how now do we live? Well, we live in obedience. We live in trust. We live in a way where whatever it is that we face, we don't look at it through human eyes, but we submit it to the Spirit, and we ask the Spirit of the living God to strengthen us in what we face and to show us the way forward. Because he will show us the way forward. Always. Whenever you feel stuck, you don't have to remain in that place. Whenever you feel the press of the world upon your soul, you don't have to remain there. You can take that feeling and put it before the Father and ask him. Because you know what? Many times God has those feelings. He allows those to come to you so that you will pray. So that you will petition him. So that you will look to him to show you the way forward. You know, many times God will do that with you. Because he'll let you feel those things. You know, he'll let you feel the pain of what others feel. So that you and I would pray. So that you and I would get involved. So that you and I would get our hands dirty. You know, it's not our duty to try to live a perfect life here. It's our duty to walk through this life led by his Spirit and let things be what they are. Because when people try to, when they try to do things when people try to please man, I should say, you're going to get in trouble. Because you will always fall short of people's expectations. But when you seek to please God, it's just one person that needs to give approval upon your life. And that one, that approval has already been achieved in Christ Jesus. When when he said, "It is finished," and the way was made for us to the Father through him, through the spilt blood of the Lamb of God. When that took place, when that happened, from that point forward, you know, we were made right with the Father. Not because of our own righteousness, but because of what he did for us on the cross. And we, because the application of the blood of Christ upon our lives, we can live that full life and be approved of by him. Because God sees us through the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And in the way that he sees us, we now live in that. We live in that freedom. We live in that that life each and every day. So, you know, when it comes to people, yeah, you know, I mean, as much as possible, we want to be at peace with all men. Sure, we'll try. But nothing competes with the Lordship of Christ in us. And if there's something that does, we would walk away from it. Because we will have no other gods before him. That's part of our instruction, is that everything is sold out to him, 100%. And then whatever else comes after that is what he would give to us, and not what we would select in and of ourselves and of our own thinking. Now, we want truth. We want the power of the Lord Jesus Christ flowing through our lives. We want the real deal. Nothing less. So, in all things, Jesus Christ is Lord. In all things, you and I have, in the Spirit of God, dominion and authority over this dimension. Yes, because we will rule and reign with him. So the dominion and the authority that we have is in the Spirit of God. Remain in him, his words remain in you. So when you act out of that positional correctness in him, you speak as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you speak, things happen. When you speak under the power and the anointing of the Spirit of God, something changes. And those changes are glorious when it comes to that which God desires to do in the earth at such a time as this. So hey, you know what? Just don't worry about it. Don't worry about life and all the struggles and all those other things. Hey, don't worry about that stuff much at all. You just seek first the Father and his righteousness. He's going to take care of the rest. So with that, hey, we love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. All right, hey, keep on keeping on, and we'll catch up again sometime really soon. All right, talk to you later. Bye.